Chapter 5, The Mountain Miracle. When spring came, the mountains turned green again. Then Grandfather and Heidi moved back up to their hut on the mountain. One day, Peter brought Heidi a letter. It was from Clara.
"Clara and Grandmama will be here in 6 weeks," cried Heidi.
She was very excited, but Peter was not. He was angry and jealous. One morning in June, Heidi saw them coming up. One man was pushing Clara in her wheelchair. Another man carried their things. Grandmama rode behind them on a horse. Clara and Grandmama were amazed at the beauty of Heidi's mountain home.
"Oh, Heidi," cried Clara, "if only I could run over the hills with you."
"Don't worry," said Heidi. "I'll push you everywhere."
Then Grandfather served everyone big mugs of goat's milk and toasted cheese. They ate happily outside in the gentle breeze and sunshine. When Clara saw Heidi's bed in the hayloft, she said,
"It must be wonderful to look at the stars while you go to sleep."
Grandfather asked Grandmama,
"Why don't you let Clara stay here with us while you stay in the village?"
Grandmama agreed.
"I think it will be very good for Clara's health to stay here."
As the days passed, Grandfather grew to like Clara very much. He told Peter to feed the goats the best grass. They made extra good milk that would make Clara strong. While Clara stayed with them for 2 weeks, Grandfather helped her stand. Standing made her legs and feet hurt very much. But each day she tried to stand a little longer. Heidi begged Grandfather to carry Clara up to the top of the mountain. That was the place where the view was the most beautiful. But Grandfather said he would do that only if Clara could stand on her own. Heidi was excited and told Peter. But this made Peter angry. He wanted Clara to go away. The next morning, Peter went up to the hut. He saw the empty wheelchair outside. He kicked the wheelchair with anger. The wheelchair went rolling down the side of the mountain. Peter was so afraid. He ran away without taking the goats. Grandfather and Heidi came outside and found out the wheelchair was gone. They looked everywhere for the wheelchair. Grandfather saw it down below the mountain. The wheelchair was in pieces. It was destroyed.
"It must have been the wind," said Heidi.
Clara began to cry.
"Now I'll never be able to go up the mountain."
"That's okay," said Grandfather. "I'll carry you up. By the way, where is Peter?"
Grandfather picked up Clara and they walked up the mountain. The goats followed them. When Grandfather saw Peter, he scolded him for forgetting the goats.
"Did you see Clara's wheelchair?"
asked Grandfather. Peter just shook his head to say,
"No."
Grandfather left the children on top of the mountain and went back home. After lunch, Heidi wanted to take Clara higher to see the prettiest flowers.
"Peter and I can carry you,"
Heidi said. They pulled Clara to her feet, but suddenly she began to take a step.
"I'm walking,"
she shouted. When Grandfather came to get them later, he was happy to see Clara walk. Clara practiced walking for the next week. When Grandmama came up the mountain, Clara surprised her. She cried with joy when she saw Clara walking.
"Thank you so much," she said to Grandfather. "Your kindness and care have done this for her."
"And God's son and the mountain air."
Grandfather replied. Then Grandmama decided to send a letter to Clara's father. She wanted him to come early and join them for the surprise. Mr. Sesemann had almost arrived at the hut. He expected to meet Clara and Heidi in a moment. Clara was waiting at the hut with a surprise for him. They saw him getting close to the hut. Then Clara stood up and walked to him. Mr. Sesemann was surprised and cried,
"It's a miracle!"
Mr. Sesemann thanked Grandfather and Heidi for helping Clara. Grandmama saw Peter hiding behind the hut.
"Young man," she said, "why are you so afraid of us?"
"I think Peter was the wind that blew Clara's wheelchair down the mountain,"
said Grandfather. Grandmama took Peter aside.
"What you did was very bad, but I understand how you feel," she said. "I hope you will always remember us."
Peter became happy. Later, Mr. Sesemann asked Grandfather if there was any way he could repay him. Grandfather thought for a while. Then he said,
"Will you promise to take care of Heidi when I die?"
Mr. Sesemann promised he would, and the men shook hands. It was time for the Sesemanns to leave. Clara was sad, but Heidi said to her,
"Don't worry. Soon it will be summer again. Then you can come back and see us."
Heidi stood on the mountain and watched her friends leave. She waved until she couldn't see them anymore. Shortly after, Dr. Klassen came to live in the village. He bought a hut and shared it with Grandfather and Heidi in the winter. He told Grandfather that he thought of Heidi as his own child. He promised to always take care of her. Heidi spent another happy winter in the village. All around were people who cared for her.